have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder. And lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Oh, hey. No. You're an angel witch. I nailed it.
Nailed it.
One yet.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, how are you? Hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Timer. I'm going to set down my hot axe. It's time it happened, actually. I think I just electrically shocked myself. I don't know if there's another way to shock. I guess there's... You could shock yourself as if to say, really surprised, but I believe electrical current just shot through my body.
Wow.
If you had to guess, how many volts?
Whatever the maximum is,
it feel like
that a human
more?
Can survive. It was, I have all these wires at my feet, and I always clean them up, not bragging. And they, I feel like they eventually... They're winning the battle now, and I was just repping some sweet solos while the theme was playing Angel, a little song called Angel Witch by a band called Angel Witch from an album called, let me check, it's also called Angel Witch. And at the beginning of the very slick intro video that we have for this program, there's an explosion sound, not to brag. But did any, it went off, somehow the volume was at such a level that I thought it was happening on the streets outside my home, and I was terrified, and I was like,
I had it up a little too loud, so I'm sorry, anyone.
Everyone, and I was looking in the chat, and everyone's like, this is really loud. And my whole family is scared. And I just want to say, I'm right there with everybody. I'm putting socks on so as to avoid getting shocked at any point during the program again. Anyway, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm fantastic. Maxing, relaxing.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
You got some new headphones there with a built-in microphone?
My other headphones, like, fell apart, and then the cord... Yeah, so this is my gaming headset that I use to...
gaming?
When we're playing Squadrons.
It's what I use to yell at Dez when we're playing Squadrons on Xbox.
You guys play video games together, and I'm just now hearing about this?
We haven't in a while, but...
It's been a busy spring and early summer.
Yeah.
This is deeply concerning. But, is it? Am I seated too far back? Is it alarming?
No, you look casual.
Yeah, you sound a lot better like that.
I'm sitting back and I have the microphone on my six-pack abs. I'm just flexing them into position. Like, anyway, my point is, how are you doing, New Jersey Chicken Rancher, Dez?
I think I'm officially post-pandy now.
Really?
I got a haircut.
Yeah.
I got tickets for a Met game on Friday.
Who are they playing?
The Padres.
Ooh, San Diego.
Yeah. So
I'm really, I pride myself on being able to name where a baseball team is from, given right. just the name of the.
I think I can do that too, and I've never really been into baseball.
So if I said like Cincinnati,
Reds.
There you go. You're doing great at this.
Milwaukee.
Brewers. Ooh, the Brewers. Yeah.
Okay. I'll come back later with all right. a couple more.
I'm surprised I answered those so quickly.
You guys are two for two.
You're doing amazingly well. I struggle because I don't follow football or basketball at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I completely... Yeah, you would never know it to look at me because you're like, that guy.
Yeah.
Gonna take him to the Knicks game. But I don't. So I often lose track. And I would even say, as LeBron James aside, not bragging, I don't think I could name a single pro basketball player besides him. I'm like someone's aunt, basically. And
happens.
I can only name like a couple pro football players.
Can you name any from the past, or are you talking current?
Oh, current. No, the past, because. Earlier in my life, yeah. I made an effort to know about these things because it was, you know, there was a time when it was kind of social currency to know sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started ripping sweet solos, man. And then I was like, oh, I don't ever have to care about any of that shit ever again because I can play Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin, so I don't have to pretend to be into football and basketball any longer. And it was quite a feeling, I have to say, knowing like, oh yeah, I don't care, and I'll never care again.
Yeah.
Now,
I haven't
got on the flip side of it, no one gets tickets to those because I say things like this proudly.
Right. Yeah, you weren't ever considered to call and say you want to go to the game.
No one calls. No one. Yeah. Once every 10 years, maybe someone will invite me to a football or basketball game.
Yeah.
And then I'll go.
I can see you enjoying yourself at a basketball game.
I have fun as long as there's like, I can have a beer or something.
Sure.
I don't care what you do in front of me. If I like can chat and have a beer, I don't really care what's happening. Cause that's the, you know, I like to hang out, but, no, I've been to see the Cavs play in the last year. In the before times, pre-Pandy times.
Right.
Isn't it weird? I feel like the last year you just have to cut that out of life.
Your memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I've seen it in the past year. Well, no, the past year I did literally nothing.
Didn't go anywhere.
Literally nothing.
Saw nothing.
Well, for you, I'm sure it was even weirder because you were in a new, totally different surrounding. And
I was building a new pandemic life for myself.
Yeah.
In a tiny town. I actually kind of like it. I mean, I love being in New York, but I have to say, living in a tiny town, if I could still be the glamorous jet setter that I've been.
Right.
The past many years, aside from the past year, I would be fine going back to a tiny little town.
I think we got a Jimmy here.
Oh, I love it.
Jimmy, you there?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you? You sound great.
Hey, Jimmy.
I think I speak for the entire production.
I guess it's uncharacteristic. I've been a little bit lower than usual before, but I'm hanging in. But you guys look great, though. I'm not looking at you right now because I'm on the phone, but you guys look good. That good color.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been moisturizing.
I'm losing hair now. I look like I went to a car wash without a car. You know, it just took chunks out and stuff. It's a weird look.
Is there any way we can get pictures? Jimmy?
Dave? Yeah?
All right, can you hear me all right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's just a weird sort of Oh, belated David Bamundo says, or a Tipperillo. I think that's the word I was looking for. Tipperillo, not cigarillo.
Yeah, that's old school. I think that was one of those old school thin brown cigarettes.
I think that's maybe what it was. Yep. Anyway, it smelled great, I have to say. I mean, I'm going back here.
Definitely a big 70s staple. In my neighborhood and in the schoolyard and stuff.
What kind of school?
Not with the little kids, but the eighth graders and stuff.
You know, Jimmy.
So I saw that. Yeah.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but you. It's just every time you call, I'm reminded. Anyways, anyone who's ever listened to this show is well aware. You have the voice of an angel. And everyone knows.
Oh, you're
this.
Too kind.
And it always seems, I realize we're kind of in the middle of something else right now, chatting, but is there any way we could get you to give us at least just a few bars of something? And then we'll get back to chatting about what you wanted to chat about. Just a little taste of something.
Yeah, this cat just died a few days ago, and this song is from my tenure in kindergarten, 68, 69, thereabouts.
Sure.
So, yeah, let me just, it's not going to be a real burst of energy, but it's kind of a low key.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Energy. So let me just put the phone out, though, a little bit.
Sure.
The raindrops keep falling on my head. Just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to...
Wait, Jimmy?
Ah.
Oh, jeez. Did we lose him?
I meant to turn my mic off and I just hit the... I'm sorry. That was me. But we lost him.
Des, this is so frustrating because it was going so well.
He's going to get through one of these songs.
Jimmy, if you're out there, feel free to call back at any point during the show. We would love... Oh, damn it.
I think if we ever decide to do like a final show, Jimmy should be the guest for the entire show. And then at the end, he can sing an entire song.
Chris writing an exit.
I mean, we can try. We can try, Chris.
When I tell you guys I don't want to do the show anymore next week, that's my plan.
It's called
Jimmy. Well, I mean, it would be bittersweet, but...
But Jimmy's got... I mean, even when we did the live show, the mic crapped out on him there. So...
Yeah.
You know, it's... you don't want to say a guy's cursed or anything.
You mean when we did it at FMU all those years ago?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. At the art show, you mean?
That was the art show.
The art show.
The special art show.
Yeah, that was wildly successful art show.
Yeah.
Wildly.
Still have some of it up hanging.
I do too in my own home. And there's still, I will say, and one of these days I'm going to hit him up for it. Wade Snook, one of my favorite artists walking the earth today, did a portrait of Jimmy that was so wonderful. And I don't know where it went. Got in someone's hands other than mine. And, I said, can you make me one of those whenever you have time? No, he still hasn't, and that's okay. But I would still... That, I will say, I posted photos of a lot of the artwork. I have a friend who has worked at, you know, like the Guggenheim and actual museums in the world. And she said, not to take anything away from any of the other art, because there was so much amazing art at that art show that we did. But she said that... is the best piece of the batch.
Yeah, no question.
And
I remember
it's
it very
true
well.
Because it told a story. You looked into Jimmy's eyes in that painting, and you're like, that guy, he's got a tale to tell.
Something happened there.
Wade Snook, very talented man.
From the internationally acclaimed creators of Who Shot Ya comes the movie podcast Maximum Film, starring producer and film festival programmer Drea Clark as a woman bound by passion.
I saw this 8 months ago on the festival circuit, and I loved it.
Film critic Alonzo Duralde as a man corrupted by greed.
Why watch one Hallmark Christmas movie when I can watch seven?
And comedian Ify Wadiwe as a man protecting a love that society simply won't accept.
I think Pacific Rim is a perfect movie. And if you can't accept that, then I want you out of my life.
From the makers of the movie podcast Who Shot Ya comes Maximum Film.
That's right. We changed the name of our show to Maximum Film.
But don't worry. We're still a movie review show that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes.
So tune in to Maximum Film at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to binge watch something old?
The Greatest Generation is a podcast about Star Trek by a couple of hosts a little bit embarrassed to even have a Star Trek podcast. Hosted by me, Ben Harrison.
And me, Adam Pranica. We get into the critical, the technical, the science fictional aspects of the show we love, while roasting it and each other at the same time.
We've completed an entire series about Star Trek The Next Generation, and another one about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and we've just begun Star Trek Voyager. So now is a great time to start watching a new Star Trek series with us.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, and become a friend of DeSoto today.
Should we bring our guests on?
Oh, yeah, they're good to go.
There's a lot of hijinks ahead.
A lot.
But also some hard-hitting... We have some crime blotter lined up. Maybe we'll do it with the guests. Joining us now from Left-Handed Radio, which is also a podcast, Anna Rubinova and Adam Bozarth are... I may be putting the wrong emphasis on Bozarth. Well, that's just on my list of questions. I'm very bad at pronouncing basic things. It's probably Bozarth now that my fever has calmed down. I apologize, Adam. It is Bozarth. It is
you
not
said or, everything it... correctly.
Yeah.
Wait. So when
every
I said
name correctly,
nailed it.
Oh, see, this is what. I don't know why I was so insecure about it. I guess I should have just gone. Wait, so I nailed it the first time or the second time?
You nailed both names the first time, and I've never heard anyone do that before.
Is this true?
Yeah.
You mean like you've never heard them like get both of your names right?
Yeah.
Consecutively.
Effortlessly. Yes. But then I backpedaled and I started screwing it up.
That's
it's
okay.
Like it's like finishing decorating a cake and you've got all the flowers and then you're like, I'll just make them little, and then you slip into the cake and I don't know, maybe nothing like
fingers.
That at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to see you guys, and I may I say the people listening in the wildly popular podcast form of this show will not be able to appreciate this, but anyone watching in the live cast version that we're doing right now as we tape it can see that you guys, is that your home that you're in right now?
This is our one-bedroom Los Angeles apartment.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Thank you. This is the only nice part, and it's the part we show streaming folk.
Yeah.
We put the title of your show back there on that little board.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Can't see it. And, we ran out of letters, so.
Let me make you guys That's bigger okay. so that we can all see.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, we ran out of O's, so good is spelled with a U umlaut.
Yeah, with a U and an umlaut.
That's pretty metal. That's better, actually. Can we get, Chris, make a note of that. We need to start doing that.
Yes, I love it.
We need to start, well. I can relate to that though, because my apartment is it's entirely my fault. There's just a lot of stuff in it, and there's really similarly. There's only a couple walls that I'm like, that looks like I have my shit together, and then the rest is like stuff piled up.
It can backfire. It can be like, oh, you have a very nice home. You must be a very accomplished woman when I'm on a Zoom meeting. And sometimes, oh, you have a very nice home. And I have to be like, no, trust me, I'm very broke. And this is just the one good wall.
Yeah, but then they can look in that and be like, oh, she doesn't need the $1 million we are about to give her.
Right.
Because
look
at that. Are the walls, and I'm not going to just talk about the beautiful section of your apartment that is highlighted, but is that sort of a shell pink, or is that just the reflection?
It's the light.
Well, I love it. Okay. That's how are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. I'll be honest. I was a little nervous because, you guys are very, very funny, accomplished live stream professionals. Mm-hmm. And
people are terrified to come on this show as a result.
What they're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And if you go on Reddit, the Reddit threads about how terrifying it is to be guests on this show is very long.
So as an anxious person, I was like having like heart palpitations. And then we were listening to the first half hour of the show. And it was like, you know, when you hit water and your heartbeat slows down and you become one with water and everything's fine.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now. And I'm very, very grateful.
Good, in a good way. Now,
yeah.
And this is just my self-loathing coming out. Is it because you were listening and you're like, well, these guys are idiots. We'll be fine. No, these guys are idiots.
No, like we go into like an anti-vax conversation and then we bring you guys on.
Do you know, I've been, well, when I've been seeing friends, people will say like, oh, you're all vaxxed up, right? And I always jokingly say, hell no, I'm not getting that thing until we know what's in it. And there's always like a tiny bit of like, oh, is there any chance he's serious? Like, and then they're very relieved that I'm just joking around as usual.
Can I just mention the chat, because I have it up on my iPhone.
Oh my god.
Someone said, be warned, the show is too slick for noobs. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that.
Are we the noobs?
Are we the noobs? And are we being trolled?
Are we getting pwned?
Are we getting pwned?
I don't think you would be the noobs. I think they're joking, obviously, because this is not a slick show. It's just one step past dial-up, honestly.
We've just been lucky so far tonight. It'll crash at some point.
I feel like now I'm in my head, right? And I feel like you pronounced our names correctly. To be mean, you know?
No, that was just my international, you know, man of the world. Just good with names. Even though I immediately thought that I screwed it up just as soon as they left my mouth. Do people really screw up your names?
Yeah. I had a guidance counselor in college, like, because I entered college undeclared. So they like give you a counselor to be like, hey, you want to figure out what it is you want to do after you leave here? And he kept calling me Adam Bosworth, which, you know, even after I corrected him, it's like, that's nowhere close.
That is not, yeah, he's added letters and changed letters, and probably most disturbing of all, probably his mistake was inspired by the football player, right? Is it Brian Bosworth?
He asked, yeah. I corrected him and I said, it's Bosarth. And he said, oh, I thought it was Bosworth. Are you any relation to Brian Bosworth, the football player? It's just like,
you're the section of the family that took out that letter.
Yeah.
Because they were disgraced.
He shamed us out of it.
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. It's an honest mistake.
That nobody here currently made. And that's still...
No, yeah. Well, you got to give us credit for that. So have you guys been cooped up in that apartment throughout the whole pandy, we've trademarked calling it?
I've had like 5 or 6 psychic breaks, I think.
Yeah.
That's it?
Is that about normal?
I think.
Now, where are you guys at with psychic breakdowns?
I definitely had a few. The first, I think that's the sweet spot. That's kind of where you want to land. Okay.
Every 2 months?
Yeah, every 2 months. Yeah.
That's almost exactly it, because the first 2 months of the pandemic, even though I was aware of the negative aspects and all the bad things, I kind of loved the first 2 months of it. I was getting up to just catching up on things. I was reading a lot, relaxing. And then after 2 months, one day I just woke up like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
I feel like I had the opposite experience where the first 2 months were, I have it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I have it. And then it was like after 2 months of that, you just kind of go like, well, I guess I'll learn French.
Yeah.
He thought he had COVID for the first 2 months. I've never known Adam to be a hypochondriac. And I'm usually the hypochondriac. Like, I'll listen to whatever people have, and I'm like, oh, I have that, I guess. Like, especially when I produce the show called Lady HD, hosted by a lady with ADHD. And so she has guests come on with like mental stuff. And I'm like, oh, is that me? No, it's not. That's not me. And then he'll be like, oh, you know, you're a hypochondriac. So I had to basically be his doctor every couple of weeks and go like, can you smell this? Okay. No, you're good. All right. Let me see your pupils. All right. Go cough for me. Okay. Can you do that? All right. You're fine. Get it.
Fear was real.
I had a few scares.
Lot of checking in, yeah,
for sure.
Did you actually, Chris? Did you actually? Were those scares justified, or were they also?
Yeah, there were. Well, there were a couple times I got like a sore throat, and I was like, "This is the beginning of it," because I always get a sore throat like right before I get really sick. But I never got it. So
I poisoned myself 3 times accidentally
during the pandemic, or just in life?
During the pandemic.
Oh my god. Okay. What? You have the floor. What?
I expected to have the floor after dropping that one. The first time it was during the cozy part of the pandemic, where there were movies and like snacks, right? And Zoom parties with people from different states that you hadn't seen in a while, right? So we make a chicken. We roast a chicken. We decide it'll be a project. 100% got salmonella, like, because,
oh no,
because it felt, because I had a fever, and everyone said, well, there's like 2 types of COVID, right? They were like, there's the one where you can't breathe, and then there's the downstairs COVID where you're just, you know, your tummy hurts a lot. And I'm like, oh, it's this one. I'm lucky I got this one.
Yeah, I guess if you have to choose.
Yeah, if you have to choose, you want the one where you don't lose your smell and can't and suffocate to death, right? You want the one where you're just like, oh, my stomach's not feeling too good. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that was number one. Number two was, those trendy mushroom powders that you get like at a natural food store, like the cordyceps and the lion's manes, the things that promise you to like have a better brain or,
Oh yeah. You know, I've just only recently heard of lion's mane. And now I feel like it comes up several times a day, every day.
You got a Bader Meinhof situation going.
What is that?
Frequency illusion.
Yeah. Now you're going to see Bader Meinhof everywhere.
There's a name for that. I've noticed that since I was a kid. I was like, as soon as I learn something new, it's then in my face every 5 seconds.
Yeah, oh,
it's called frequency illusion. And Bader Meinhof syndrome.
I sometimes mix it up. Is it illusion or delusion? And I think it's illusion. But yeah, now you're going to see lion's mane everywhere. But remember, Anna told you.
Yes.
She might have poisoned herself by, drinking too much of it in her hot morning cocoa.
You drank too much lion's mane?
It comes in a powder.
Oh, and you dumped it in.
You mix it into your drinks, whether it's coffee or whatever. And so twice I poisoned myself with a combo of those mushrooms, but I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So I thought I had COVID three separate times.
Well, lion's mane is supposed to, because I'm taking something that has lion's mane in it, which is one of the reasons I've heard of it. But it is, but it's come up in other, because of the syndrome that I suffer from as well. But the one you mentioned. But it is not psychedelic, right? It's just like a...
No, it is not. And I liked it. I really did. Whether it was, you know, psychosomatic or real, I really enjoyed, you know, adding what I thought was a healthy little supplement to my morning routine. And now I miss it. But
how long did it take for you to be poisoned? Was it over a longer period or quick?
I kept drinking it. And so I was sick for like a week straight the first time. Man. Right.
I do the same thing with alcohol, what you're describing.
Yeah, it was basically that. Yeah.
I'm like, I feel so sick. Bad. Just keep drinking it. Oh, I'm so hungover. I should just drink more.
Someone in the Jers Cat in the chat said mushroom COVID. Exactly.
Yeah. Now,
a weird allergy that came out of nowhere.
Right. Too. So then it's like, oh, I have an allergy to my favorite food, mushrooms. Like, is that what's going on? Never got tested because COVID.
Yeah, you so just assume.
It's a big mystery that I've yet to solve. But when you accidentally poison yourself during a pandemic, you know, you're in an awkward position.
Now, what did you... Adam, did you like have to bring her back from the brink or anything?
Or just like, I mean, a couple of times it was like, "You're poisoning me."
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was like,
that's how the true crime stories always go, though. It's always
with arsenic. You spend a lot of time indoors and you're watching a lot of TV, and a lot of all of a sudden. But then, I mean, like, we try to talk each other down from all the various breakdowns.
Are you asking when I specifically was sick or just like day to day for 15 months? Like,
no, that's specifically when you were sick. But I guess you could, two-part question now that you phrased it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it is like one of those things where, like she was saying, it's like, because small pleasures in COVID, right? Like, you have so few things to look forward to. There's dinner and sleep. And so this was like one of those small pleasures where it was just like, I like my drink with the mushrooms in it, and now I can't have it. And you have to kind of have like a, yeah, but if you drink it again.
Yeah. You know. I'm like Paddington, but instead of marmalade, it's mushrooms. Disgusting mushroom powders that you have to mix in with sweet things to taste good.
Yeah, there's a lot of potions and brews being made in our apartment.
In a scientific way.
Oh, sure. Now, what is the third poisoning that
occurred? It was two times the mushrooms because time... Because they sell a variety of them.
So you poisoned yourself on a different kind of mushroom? Or a different kind of lion's mane?
For 2 years, I had been drinking these, right? Like reishi, lion's mane, and cordyceps without any problem. And then in June, I tried a new one, chaga, and then got sick. Finally was like, oh, maybe it's this guy. Eliminated it.
You can tell that one would get you sick. Chaga, I mean, it's right there in the name.
Right.
That's not going to go well.
The ironic thing is it's supposedly good for your immune system. So that's why I started to,
really good.
Guys, I try to be rational. I try to not fall for this essential oil will cure, your bad knee or whatever, or, use this herb to make this. But the mushrooms, I swear they worked, and I swear I loved them. And so I really wanted to believe that they were good for me.
I think you got to get back on that mushroom horse, I have to say. The more I hear you.
At all now, you're totally... You can't have any at all, any mushroom product?
I've not tried. The last time I tried, like, even just, like, a half a teaspoon, I just ran to the tub and just started vomiting.
My God.
Oh, wow.
I was going to jokingly say you just started violently vomiting. But
it was projectile vomit. And I was like, okay, no. But then I ate normal mushrooms, like, you know, sauteed and butter.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to. And they were fine.
That's okay. Okay.
I had this experience with bourbon, what you've described. I can't go near it anymore.
Do you mean jokingly, or there's a specific thing about bourbon? Like, I know some people are allergic to certain things and certain alcohols.
I think I maybe have had it since, but I had never had it really until one night. And I just did that stupid thing where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Why don't I drink this all the time? And I was just chatting with a friend at his house, and he kept pouring me bourbon. And then you're just talking and you're like, I can't believe how smart I am. And I have all these insights. I keep having more and more bourbon. You're like, the things I am saying tonight are so, what, how do I come up with this stuff? And then the next day I was like, I'm never drinking bourbon again. And I didn't for like a good 10 years. And I've had it as an ingredient in dainty cocktails since.
You sound like me at 22. Like, drinking alcohol at McManus, which was a bar in New York that I believe is gone now.
Well, I'm not sure. Let's run a check on that. Because I had heard I live not far from, I believe it's 19th and 6th. And people were saying it was gone, but then I walked by and it was there. I don't know why I feel like we have to know this now. So you, right. You guys, how long have you been in Los Angeles?
Four and a half. No, it'll be 5 in July.
5 years, yeah.
It's open till 4 a.m.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's still there.
Do they still melt American cheese onto fries and call it cheese fries?
Can you look that up really quick, Dave?
I'm looking.
Just a square of American cheese. There is
pictures of the food menu. Let's run a check. I will say, I didn't get on Zoom tonight to take shots at McManus. But as long as it's come up,
you shouldn't. No, I ask that because I need that.
Their menu on my phone is not as fleshed out as you would hope. They do have mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm always a fan of. I always feel like that place is too brightly lit. That's my real complaint. It just felt too bright, which I take umbrage with. I like dark. I like dark places I can sort of skulk around in.
You like Dez's apartment.
Yes, Dez's murder hole.
Yeah, I could have drinks up here now, I would, but...
Can I just say, Dez, I don't know if you get this a lot, but... and this is a compliment.
This is
a compliment. To me, you look like John Hamm in disguise. Like you're on the run. Like he's on the run. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's, I guess he got pegged in that one sharp-suited character. So, yeah, once you get the beard going, it'd be like maybe mid-70s John Hamm.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it.
Thank you.
Now I can't not. Now I look at you and I'm like,
I know.
John Hamm with a beard.
You've sowed the seeds of discord.
I have two. You're my second. You're my second John Hamm-alike friend.
Oh, yeah?
Jim Tews, the hilarious comedian, I feel like also looks like John Hamm.
That's a new one. I'll put that one on the wall.
I'm committed to this belief. Anyway, that's a whole, now I'm just going to, don't get me started on John Hamm.
Please.
No. No, I don't. I met him once.
I thought you were going to spill the beans on John Hamm.
No, I'm very pro John Hamm.
Me too.
I met him once. He was standing there in a group of people and someone said, hey, John, do you know Dave? He's like, no. and he said, John. I said, Dave. And we shook hands. And it was every bit as amazing as it, I just made it sound. It was great. I believe it was Chris Hardwick that introduced us. Now that I'm thinking, you know, so you, all of it, I'm painting a picture of a celebrity hang.
Yeah. There's a lot of names being dropped.
Yeah. And I think Chris said, hey, John, do you know Dave? I said, no, I'm John. I said, I'm Dave. And I don't even know what we talked about after that. I probably just walked away, went out on a high note.
Had you seen Mad Men at that point?
I had seen it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've not seen that much Mad Men. I haven't gotten around to it yet.
You missed your shot in the pandy. That would have been the time to do it.
Well, as everyone, Anna and Adam, have you seen Mad Men, the popular program?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Yeah.
Do you recommend it? I've heard good things.
I bet it is good as a pandemic sort of sit down and you're watching it every day or night sort of thing, because it does kind of flow into, one episode flows into the other very well.
It gets a momentum, sure.
Sure does, yeah.
I would love to rewatch it to see how I would take it now that, you know, I've noticed that pattern of anti-hero men get away with everything, you know, thing that mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh no, don't cancel my Soprano. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to cancel your Sopranos. I don't want to cancel your Walter White, but I wonder if I would watch that and go like, oh, I can't wait till this guy gets it. Yeah, it's like such a great show about a guy getting it.
He gets it a couple of times. Yeah. Doesn't he?
I mean, I gotta watch this show.
Mad Men, yeah.
Sort of.
I need to watch the hit show, Mad Men.
He takes some hits. He has a journey.
Yeah,
he does have a journey. And then, do you think the last scene is him coming up with the Coca-Cola campaign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aha. Wait, don't know spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
I'm not sure. Now,
by the time you get there, you'll have forgotten.
You guys have left-handed radio.
We do.
We do.
And you produce other podcasts as well.
Yes.
May I pitch to you? I watch Mad Men, and I report back to you each week on my findings. To you two, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't answer now. Don't answer.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys, having seen it, you'd just be like, yeah, you're right, Dave. That is what happened.
we judge your interpretation of the episode?
Not even interpretation, comprehension. It's even simpler.
Okay. And what happens if we don't agree with your interpretation slash?
I think you rate me at the end of the episode.
I think we give him a letter grade.
You can be like, you clearly went and fixed yourself a sandwich during several minutes of this episode because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Don't answer now. Don't answer now. I just think it might have legs.
Okay. You know, if you send us a pitch deck, like a one-sheeter, we'll look it over and we'll, you know.
I will. PDF form.
Like a PDF of all of your social media numbers so we can pass that on.
If you could make some original artwork that'd be amazing. Yeah.
This is my biggest fear.
If you
could
set up your own network and produce it yourself, that would be great. We'd be happy to partner with you.
This is my greatest night. Everything you're saying is my greatest just yeah. It's the world we live. That's show business in a nutshell. What you guys
are doing.
Yeah. And if you want to get paid, it's even worse.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's what you have the high powered agents for, right?
High powered.
Chase your money down for you.
Chase it down.
The art, right?
Bring the hammer down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finding money, John, I didn't even know I earned.
The John Hammer.
Yeah, exactly. We should get John Hamm to be our agent.
That would be the ultimate.
Oh my god. with Dez's beard set in the '70s.
Right, yeah. Cause he's gonna want to be typecast away from the clean cut Mad Men thing.
I love this.
He's gonna want to go dirty.
And
maybe he can smoke the Tipperillos as well in this.
Sure.
Callbacks.
This is I love it. Do you guys know a Tipperillo?
No.
Are you hip to the Tipperillo?
I feel like I've seen like when I was in high school and watching my dirtbag friends smoke tobacco products.
Riff raff. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Quincy, Illinois, which is like right on the Mississippi River across from Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how much of a redneck he is.
Like half.
Now, are you guys, if I may pry, are you guys married or are you a couple? Or are you just locked in that apartment together? Oh, wow. You don't have to answer any of these questions. I'm prying at this point.
We just celebrated 13 years unmarried, and we both forgot what day it was.
That
means
you're there. You've made
that,
it.
That's perfect. That's as it should be.
Did you both know you both were forgetting? Were you worried that the other one was going to be expecting?
Literally was looking at the date and I think I said, Adam, what date is it today? He says, it's the 25th. And I go, and what does that mean? And he says, I think that's the day I keep saying is our anniversary. I go, okay, well, it's too late to do anything.
There you go. You made it.
Well, happy anniversary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now we can really celebrate. Now, and Anna, where are you from?
This is such a long story. And I don't love talking about myself, but I did grow up in Queens, New York, via the Soviet Union.
Oh my gosh.
So that is all I'll say on that. I'm currently estranged from my family.
Oh my gosh. Now I want to produce a, now I don't want to do the Mad Men podcast anymore. I want to do the story. We're just now getting into it.
Say that. Say
we want to do this story. This is the podcast now.
Yeah, this is a compelling podcast.
She always says
there's
that.
Intrigue.
I knew this would happen. I knew you would immediately fall in love with my non-story.
We're in Queens, Anna.
Forest Hills.
Oh, that's where I live now. Nice.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Wonderful.
I do love it. Yeah, it's great. I was in Astoria for like 12 years, so it's a big difference.
Do people still not know about the gardens?
Yeah, a lot. That's where I pretty much spent the entire pandemic walking around. It's just amazing to walk around. It seems like a fake city, like a model city.
It was a planned community about 100 years old, and it's one of the most beautiful places in New York that I've ever seen.
Great spot.
Granted, I haven't seen enough of New York, but it's one of those like secrets, I think. And then if you happen to live there, you're like, wow, I can't believe these Tudor mansions are just here.
Yeah, I'm right outside of it, so I'm like three blocks away from it. So it's great to be able to hang out in there and look at houses I'll never be able to afford.
The houses they're mocking you. We have our musical guest. It looks like. Are you guys? There's no pressure. Are you up for? Sticking around Merv Griffin style for our musical guest, and there'll be more chatting. It's not all music. There's chat as well. Mm-hmm. Are our musical guests?
Yeah, they're all ready to go.
Okay, joining us now from parts unknown. No, I believe they're here in the city as well. I think they left, but I think these are questions I can ask them rather than speculating. Morgan James. And of course, Doug Womble there on guitar. Thank you. Wait, can I hear? Is your microphone on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you for. And we have Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova from Left Handed Radio.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. Where are you? You guys are in New York. You guys were traveling.
We were traveling. I was in Idaho with my family because I'm from Idaho. And now I'm back and we're in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Nice. Were you in Boise, Idaho?
I was in Boise. I flew into Boise. We say Boise, by the way.
Oh, I know. My friend Curtis Steiger, the jazz cat. Lives in Boise, and he says Boise.
Boise.
Make the point of it.
We have shirts for it and everything. And then I was in Redfish Lake, Idaho, where I used to spend my summers.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Now, where is was the scooter now in your place now, or is that still Dez's scooter?
I was down. My volume was down.
There's no, you're not in trouble, Dez. We're just trying to.
We have biker gangs.
Yeah.
I love there. I used to live in the Bronx, and there were biker gangs up there. I'm in it. I love it.
Were you one, or just you? Did you try to join, or?
I was sort of more behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah. Production for the biker gang.
Yeah, I struggle to ride technically, but will you guys play a song for us?
Sure.
Excellent. I need to put on my Morgan James.
Oh, nice.
I have a.
There we go.
Morgan James hat. That you guys
I'm just magnetic. That was my last album.
Shall we play a song from said album?
Yeah, let's play a song from that album.
Please do.
How about you?
I need to unmute my microphone. I just said yes too. Said yes. Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I think I actually said yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's he's really weird. Leaning into it.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Thank you so much, guys.
Not that they should, but do your neighbors ever? Because you guys are really in a great. Your neighbors get furious with you, probably.
Well, it's funny.
No,
we are really loud, and actually, we have cement walls. We're in an old building, pre-war building. So thankfully, we have cement walls. But if you're by the elevator, it's as though you're right next to us. It's so loud. We don't share any apartments to this room, thankfully. But somebody the other day, I said to a couple of my neighbors, "Do you ever hear us?" And they're like, "Yeah, when we go to the elevator, but we like it."
Oh, nice.
So that's good.
I love it. Now, I just realized also we have two couples that were trapped together during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Anna Rubinova here poisoned herself three times.
What? Yes. Oh.
How many?
Nutritionally.
Yeah. Not intentionally. Yeah, to be clear. How did you guys hold up during the... I know that I talked to you already in private, but you have to act like I haven't asked you this. How did you guys hold up during the pandy, as we call it?
I mean, as Morgan often says, we were uniquely prepared for it because we live together, we work together, we live on a tour bus together.
Yeah.
And we, if she goes to get her nails done, I'm like, well, when are you coming home? And
it's the only hour we're apart.
We genuinely enjoy hanging out. I mean, every day we spend all day together. So it was fine. Cool.
We're annoying. And we were used to a lot of couples, I think, really thrive on having space and going somewhere else. And I feel bad for those couples, but we were kind of, we were really we've done this before. It's just kind of less to do. I think the boredom got to us more than anything. We were thankfully very healthy and, unscathed compared to a lot of artists that really had, got it bad.
Then tell them what we did. We did something cool.
Right. Yeah, we did, we kept making music and videos. We did 100 straight days of videos, 100, quarantine-themed songs. And we started out just doing a couple, and it turned into 100 straight. So we did 100 straight videos and kind of just, kept our connection with people. Are you out there? are you out there?
I like that. That's good. I felt creative... Again, for the first 2 months, and then I woke up and I was like, "No, I'm done." What? How about you, Anna and Adam? Were you able to keep the train on the tracks creatively?
It weirdly put the train on the tracks that had already fallen off years ago. We started Left Handed Radio 10 years ago, and it was an on again, off again sketch thing that we would do. And then we sort of parlayed the skills that we got from editing, sketches and experimental radio pieces into jobs. And then during the pandemic, we're inside. We have nothing to do. Yeah. Why don't we start it again? And so we started it again, essentially from scratch, and just used all the skills we acquired from working for other people for so many years. We really rediscovered working together, which was unexpected. I feel guilty that a good thing like that came out of something so terrible. I don't know.
No, don't feel guilty.
It's a tough year.
I learned how to draw.
Yeah, these are good things.
There were all these messages on social, which I know is garbage, but people going if you're productive during the pandemic, you're a sociopath.
I hate you.
And I'm like, oh no, it sounds like you might be.
I
saw someone say someone's going to come out of the pandemic with abs and I'm going to hate that person. All right.
That's how that person got through the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick abs. We should, would you guys play us another song?
We will.
Sure. Yes, we will.
Excellent.
Let's play a cover.
Let's do some soft rock.
Soft rock.
Some 70s soft rock.
Anybody? I love 70s. That's, you're speaking my language.
We have a soft rock sampler in our car. We we drunkenly one night purchased the 20 CD soft rock sampler that you see on the infomercial. And it it was definitely the best thing we've ever purchased.
Yeah,
it was like one of those, in the car.
It was like one of those infomercials like hosted by like Rita Coolidge and like the guy from Bread.
We were watching it, we purchased it. So we have that. I know all the CDs by color now, you know.
Oh my God, I love this. Yes.
Nice. Very nice.
I got the guess in first on that one, I feel like.
Thank you.
I'll let you have
it. That was excellent. Wait, who does that originally?
And Elvin Bishop.
Elvin Bishop. Sorry, Luther was panicking. He couldn't get up onto his chair, so he wanted to say hi.
Oh, look, bonus dog content.
So, yeah.
Fun fact about that song, Elvin Bishop, who's, of course, a great guitar player and did sing, but he did not sing lead on that track. That was Mickey Thomas of Jefferson and Starship fame, as in We Built This City.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Great singer, right?
Yeah.
Killer singer.
Yeah, now I'm going through their catalog in my head.
Well, are we all?
Don't do any
Starship. We could the soft rock sampler.
We could.
The big, that sentence when you said you got the soft rock sampler for your car. I was so jealous of so many things about that. I was like, they have the sampler, they have a car, they have so much more.
Right.
They're a better life than I have. I don't have the sampler.
Cars don't have CD players anymore. It's kind of sad.
Nothing does.
They all just have like the jack or like a USB.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's our only CD player, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is. Sad. I love a CD. I miss it.
I like a nice CD.
Yeah. The sleeves. Like, I miss the binders, you know? Mm.
Oh, yeah. And I have booklets of CDs that I'm just like, I guess I should keep them, I guess.
They're all nicely organized now, so you might as well.
Exactly. They're not nicely organized. They're just thrown.
They're all
like a man on, like that's running from something. They're just thrown in a thing, and they stop.
On streaming anywhere, so you know what can you do?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said Rusted Root isn't on streaming, so you have.
I know. Yeah, I got to get my Rusted Root jams out.
Bomb away.
But my
is that true? They're holdouts. They won't.
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
Chris Gaines is not on streaming.
Chris Gaines is not on streaming, which is our favorite album ever.
Chris Gaines, the Garth Brooks alter ego.
Yeah. No, the Australian rock star.
Yes.
Dude. Wait, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines is Australian.
He was. That was the backstory.
That was the backstory.
You guys may not remember this, but 20 years ago, Garth Brooks had an alter ego named Chris Gaines. He made the dopest late '90s R&B
pop
record.
It's actually great.
It's a great record. He sings his ass off.
The booklet is like him. It's inexplicable. Like, he really lost his very mind. And like, the booklet is him in like white pants with women all around him and like a side do.
He was wearing a wig. And I remember that it was supposed to be like, it was this crazed rocker alter ego, but it was still like pretty mild mannered.
Yes. Very mild mannered. And the songs were like, I want to love you. Like, they were so tender.
And Don was produced it. It's a great sounding record.
Yeah, it's a great record.
So when he toured and he did stage banter, did he have an Australian accent?
He didn't tour as Chris Gaines, I don't think.
Oh, he never toured.
No.
It was kind of a commercial flop, even though the record was.
He didn't commit to the
hit. He hosted SNL once, I remember.
Yes.
As Chris Gaines?
As both.
It was his host.
And then the musical guest was Chris Gaines. Oh my gosh.
And everyone was like, what is this? No one liked it.
No one got the joke.
I never would have guessed Chris Gaines would have come up tonight, but I'm absolutely thrilled that Chris. A bunch of years ago, I was at UCB and I was in the back. It was, I can't remember what show it was, but there was like a comedy duo, a man and a woman, telling, you know, they were, and at one point, Andy Blitz, if you know Andy, the hilarious comedian and writer, he leaned over to me, he said, this is actually the Sklar brothers in their Chris Gaines phase.
Wow.
And I burst out laughing, because I was, same thing, I was like, I was not expecting anyone to whisper a Chris Gaines joke into my ear. And I burst out laughing at like and they were really funny, the people on stage. But I laughed at the wrong time during didn't fit with the show, and
right.
Very embarrassing. I'm not gonna tell that story on The Moth, probably. It's not there yet. But it had its moment. There's Chris Gaines.
Oh my god.
With the soul patch.
So much. Yeah. Thank you. Sex on a stick. God, he's handsome.
So that's a wig?
Yeah.
Now, if I may, I know. Wait, did we? Where? I can't figure this out. I thought Anna and Adam disappeared from my thing, and I thought they'd had it with Chris Gaines talk, and I was felt very bad. But if I may, I wanted to pitch. I know I was hot on the Mad Men podcast, but now I think Chris Gaines podcast is maybe. I just put it out. I just throw it out there.
There's six
episodes. It would have to be behind a paywall to pay for itself. I think that's how.
A very expensive paywall. It's an all-in $1,000.
$1,000.
All in $1,000.
Super premium content.
can release it on a CD.
Yes. Or we can make a non-fungible token out of it. That would be the move. It's charged like six figures. Make an NFT of our Chris Gaines one episode podcast.
It is the move.
This is all.
Podcast.
Yeah.
You're a madman, and I love it.
A madman.
This is all coming together. The momentum on this idea is incredible. Now we only have a couple minutes left. Can we get one more song out of you guys? But we should get some plugs in first.
Okay.
Plug everyone. Chris, let's get some plugs happening. Everyone, first of all, listen to Left Handed Radio.
Just put the link in the chat there.
The links are going in the chat. Links are going in the chat. I repeat. Left-handed radio, and I was reading the comments, and there's lots of love for Left-Handed Radio and for Morgan, James, Doug, and it warms my heart. Morgan, James, and Doug Womble, where are you guys playing next?
We're actually going to Memphis next month to make a new album. We're gonna make a Christmas album.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. A Christmas soul album in Memphis. And we don't, you know, we kind of have dates here and there that are popping back up. We'll be touring in the fall, really.
We'll do the winery in November, I think.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to do all the city wineries.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And now, so let's ride off and, well, we'll say goodbye, but not just yet. But will you play a song? I'm just rambling. It's 1,000 degrees in this room.
Sure.
I hit it.
Oh, right. This is quarantine themed.
Yes. How am I getting the yeses in first? I was
letting you have it. I was going to try to beat you to it, but then
don't let me have the yeses.
I mean,
don't let me have them.
All right.
I love that song.
That was great.
That I know. Al Green. One of the greats. Well, thank you guys. Thank you, Anna and Adam from Left Handed Radio. Thank you, Morgan, Doug. Thank you, Dez. Thank you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Thanks to everyone watching in the live cast version. And thanks to everyone listening in the futuristic podcast version. If you would like to support this incredible program, go to MaximumFun.org/join. And that's our hot action music. we'll ride off into the sally forth into the night. And Chris, just tell us when we're out so I can start saying F's and S's and swears.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.